It's one thing to be invited by organizations and societies and so on, but I think when students invite you, it's a particular honor because they're not doing it because they're your friend or colleague. They're doing it out of some genuine interest in having you come and speak.
What did you tell them?
I mostly talked about the ribosome, which is the large molecular machine in all cells that translates information in our genes into proteins, which carry out most of the reactions in the cell. And so it's fundamental to all life. And it's the object I've been studying with my colleagues for many, many years, in fact, many decades.
And it is, of course, for that work that you were awarded the Nobel Prize.
Yes, the Nobel Prize was given to Ada Yonat and Tom Steitz and me for our work on the structure and function of the ribosome. But I should say that although they picked the three of us, there are many, many groups worldwide who've made major contributions to understanding how the ribosome works. And none of our work would be possible without the work of this very large community.
It is, of course, a tremendous honor. Were you surprised to get the news?
I was surprised to be picked one of the three. I didn't think... I was not so surprised that the ribosome was eventually picked because it is a fundamental problem, and it was certainly as important as other problems that had been awarded the Nobel Prize. But there were many more than three people who I think could have been in the running. And there were other prizes which had gone to other people. And so I, over the years, was not terribly optimistic about being chosen as one of the three.
You've achieved something that many scientists will only ever dream of. What was it like going along to Sweden and picking up the prize?
It was rather surreal, but I have to say most scientists don't work because they hope to get a Nobel Prize. It would be like saying, I'm going to earn a living by winning the lottery. It's just not a realistic goal, partly because there are many more scientists today than there were in 1901 by, some probably orders of magnitude. So it's not at all clear that even if you do very significant work, that you can be awarded a prize. So I just don't think those are realistic goals. I think the main prize is really in seeing something new that or understanding something that has not been understood before. I think that's where the real satisfaction comes from.
And where do you go beyond winning a Nobel Prize? Are you working in the same area or diversifying?
Yes, I've been working in the same area since 1978 when I was a postdoctoral research fellow at Yale under Peter Moore. And so I have not... I've worked in other areas, but have always worked on the ribosome as well. And since 1999 or so, or 98... I've devoted myself entirely to the ribosome. And so just because, somebody awarded me a large prize 3 years ago isn't any reason to stop, unless the problems have either become too difficult or have been solved. And I think the problems are certainly more difficult, but they're by no means solved. And so there are many, many more aspects of understanding the ribosome that remain to be done.